Well, folks, about a year ago, it would have been the 2019 interim, I covered five or six hearings at the Missouri Capitol in Jeff City, and they all dealt with sports wagering. Major League Baseball was there, the NFL. I mean, you name it. All the professional leagues were there, the PGA, the NBA, they were all there. And I thought coming into this session that sports wagering would be one of the big issues, and it was going to be up until COVID hit, and COVID obviously took the focus off of that bill and many other bills. But the bill has been filed again this year for 2021. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about his bill is Warrensburg State Senator Denny Hoskins, who's one of the top Republicans in the state Senate. Senator, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes on this afternoon. What would your bill do, essentially, with sports wagering?
My bill would basically legalize sports betting in the state of Missouri. In 2019, the federal Supreme Court decided that the states could decide if they wanted to offer sports wagering or sports betting. And so as of today, I believe over 26 states have authorized sports betting in their states. And my bill would simply allow, if you wanted to place a bet on the St. Louis Cardinals, the Kansas City Royals, the Kansas City Chiefs, or even the boxing match this past weekend that Mike Tyson fought in, you would be able to place a bet, a sports wager, on those particular sports.
When I was at the hearing in November of 2019, MLB testified, Senator, and they based this on some of their studies, so I'm quoting them, but they said Missourians would be expected to wager $5.5 billion on sports if it's legalized. He thought that this gentleman from the American Gaming Association that I quoted, Jeremy Coudon, he thought that the state would receive $37 million annually in taxes. And I thought that number may be a little low, but again, that's what he said. What's your sense? What do you have? Do you have a ballpark number about how much Missouri would generate in taxes if this were to happen?
New revenue of over that $37.5 million. I've talked to several individuals, and currently they go to Las Vegas to make these sports bets, or they drive up to the Iowa County or Iowa State line where it is legal to bet and make sports wagers in the state of Iowa currently. I literally have been told of people that will drive up there to make their sports bets and then drive back to their Missouri home. So I expect that this will increase revenue in upwards of $37.5 million, maybe up to around $50 million toward the state. Obviously, this money would have to be used toward education since it is gaming revenue.
So $37 to $50 million annually that Missouri would receive in taxes. And then in a nutshell, again, on this bill, you mentioned that people would be able to bet on Chiefs games or Cardinal games. Am I missing anything? I mean, obviously, those are the two things that stuck out to me. But anything I'm missing that people would be able to bet on here?
No, they would be able to bet on a variety of not only professional sports, but they would be able to bet on a variety of college sports as well. So if you wanted to make a bet on the MU Tigers football or basketball team, you would be able to make that bet as well. You know, all these other states are doing it. They're doing it well. They've not run into any problems, and they are reaping the economic benefits to their state for legalizing sports wagering. All we're wanting to do is give Missourians the opportunity to make these sports bets here in the state of Missouri as well.
Senator, final question for you, and I know you're very busy. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. You mentioned something at the beginning of the interview that actually I heard several times at those hearings last year. They brought it up in the people that testified at the hearings brought it up, but you did as well. And that is, you're saying that there are people that live in Missouri that are driving to Iowa to bet because they can't do it here. You've heard that from a number of people, it sounds like.
Yes, I've heard that from a number of people, that they will literally drive to the state of Iowa and go up there to a casino, or literally drive across the Iowa state line in order so they can place a legal bet in the state of Iowa and then drive back home to Missouri. Missourians are losing out on a lot of revenue that should be taxed here in the state of Missouri instead of paying taxes in other states like Iowa and Las Vegas, Nevada. So we need to make sure that we keep that revenue here. It's a new source of revenue. We will be trying to plug a lot of different holes in the budget this next legislative session as we work on the budget for next year. And I most certainly don't want to raise taxes, but I would like to see the tax income from this new revenue stream come to the state of Missouri.
Senator, I know you're very busy. Anything you'd like to add on your bill?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered it, Brian.